I saw this little story this morning. I thought, oh, gee, people who for years have been saying, why have we got that 40K zone there on Sheridan Street at Mother of Good Counsel? And why has an alternative arrangement been made? Well, apparently alternative arrangements can be made in certain circumstances when you've got a 40K zone that people feel is really less than desirable. And couldn't people find an alternative for people who are desperate to get to work and back? Now, they've done that out in the Red Lynch Valley. It says motorists will no longer have to slow down to 40Ks on a stretch of road near two Cairns schools. The council has confirmed the existing school zone on Red Lynch Intake Road has been removed. Council spokesman said the decision followed consultation with the Red Lynch State College and St Andrews College and would allow vehicles to proceed at 60 kilometres per hour on the stretch of Red Lynch Intake Road. The council said the change could be made safely because the road did not meet the warrants for a 40K zone. This is because the entry point for students for both schools is located away from Red Lynch Intake Road. And there's no street frontage access from Red Lynch Intake Road for students attending the schools. Anyway, the existing pedestrian cycle pathway also includes an underpass across Red Lynch Intake Road and signalised crossings at Michelangelo Drive and Jungara Road. Isn't this interesting? Given the debate that's been going on about the situation there on Sheridan Street's 40K zone at Good Counsel for years. I've got Christy Vallely on the line. She's the Division 6 Council. Hello, Christy.
Hello, how are you?
This is a big win, you know, an interesting one, because you would be aware of just how long we've been talking about that situation on Sheridan Street. Thousands and thousands of commuters have been complaining about it for years and years. How did this come about out there at Red Lynch?
Sorry, I didn't quite hear what you said there.
Oh, so it's breaking up, is it? Well, let's look at how this situation with the schools out there at Red Lynch, obviously it's been a 40K zone for years and years, suddenly it's 60Ks. Yep. How did that come about, that change?
Yeah, look, we've put in a second set of traffic lights there. So the kids don't need to, they can safely cross. There's footpaths going straight to Red Lynch State College and to St Andrews. My kids are at Red Lynch State College, so as a mum driving there every single day, it's definitely a lot safer for the kids. So there's two traffic lights and an undercarriageway. So there's really no need for it to stay at 40Ks an hour.
Let's talk about this carriageway. Give us a picture of that for a moment. I mean, is that under the road, is it?
That is. So the little bridge that you go over, Rice's Gully Bridge, there's a little section under there that the kids can walk under.
Wow.
So there really is three safe routes to school, and it just wasn't necessary to keep that at 40Ks an hour. So Department of Main Roads set the kind of rules around how we rate roads, if you like, or how we the speed limits we put on roads. And because, like you were saying before, that there is no frontage, the school, there is no stop, drop and go on intake.
Yeah.
It's actually off intake. It's quite safe for the kids to we pull into the stop, drop and go and they get out there.
I'm interested in the underpass. Has that been there a long time?
It has.
Okay. Yep. Is that actually just under a bridge? Is that it's not a specifically a constructed underpass as such, like a tunnel?
It is like a tunnel.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
No, it's a proper underpass. Yes.
Wow. Because any number of people have been saying for years, why haven't we got an overpass or an underpass at Good Counsel? So this is an interesting story on that basis. I think this will get people who are commuting every day to and from the Northern Beaches thinking about what could be done there, because it drives people absolutely crazy. Just interesting too. Keep going.
Yeah, I think it really is up to the... Well, look, TMR set the rules, whereas I think they have left it to the school, Mother Good Council, to make that call. So because people are feeling nervous around making the call, no one's really made the call. But yes, it is. It doesn't fit within the guidelines at the moment, as it is right now.
Yeah. All right, Christy. Yeah. Good update.
No worries.
Thank you. Christy Vallely on the line there. She's the Division 6 councillor, Red Lynch Valley.